A warm welcome to podcast number 4 of the Heady Haven homegrown podcast without fertiliser.
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces. Yay. So you're Sharon Robertson and I'm
Stu Pride.
Welcome
and
aboard.
Here we are back again, the crazies.
We are, yeah, good grief. Now, what have we got? Well, what a week that was then, and beyond.
And beyond.
Where did you go, by the way? You disappeared on Friday somewhere.
I've had a few days, yeah. I've been at the Hong Kong Sevens.
Did I see you at the side stand somewhere on television?
Oh, you would have seen me everywhere. I was buzzing around.
Were you dressed as a banana or something?
No, not me.
Right.
My kids were dressed up as sailors and vampires.
And the result, well, it was a pretty foregone conclusion, wasn't it? New Zealand, ladies and the gents.
Oh, no. Aussie. Yeah. Come on, I was a bit disappointed.
I know. Well, Australia was just like,
and Hong Kong,
the British, weren't they?
Yeah,
they're back in diapers again because they made such a mess of the rugby, didn't they?
Oh, come on.
But anyway, this is what a week that was. We had the South China Sea race that went away. We had
Francis Hurley raced in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you remember the name of the boat?
No, but they came first in their class.
They did. Yeah.
They did, and she was really chuffed.
Yeah, and she sailed the boat back as well, didn't she?
She did.
Not on her own, of course.
They went swimming in the sea on the back of the boat. Who would do that? That's a bit crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy, isn't it? The South China Sea. You'd get hit by a Chinese trawler or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or a gunboat.
Beautiful.
So there's Daybreak with Ryan Mann. He went down
with Casey.
Yeah. So that was a two-man gig. We've had Kay
Rawburn.
Now, she was heading up the Southeast Asia Para Games.
The second Southeast Asia Para Sailing Championships was held here at the Yacht Club.
It was, and
it
not
was
only
super
that.
Successful.
Yeah, and she was. She wasn't wearing her British Empire medal, but she was almost ready to do that. But we had an interesting guest appearance to segue his way nice and warmly into his new job at the club again. That's Mr. Rob Allen.
Did he turn up?
And he's in the house now, would you believe?
Oh, yes, everybody, and yes!
Mr. Rob Allen, good grief! Sitting on our side. Rob, how are we? Welcome aboard.
Hello, Hebe Haven. Hello, Sharon. Hello, Stu. How are you? It's great to be back home again.
Oh, the man is here.
Oh,
he's
my
got
God.
The combination.
The madness must be here.
Look at those eyes. Absolutely. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so, no, that was a great warm-up week to come back with Kay and the Sailability team and the Southeast Asian Championships and just get back into the swing of things, how the club operates. And it was an honour to be involved in that event, and it was a very successful week.
And you were sort of commander-in-chief on Hebe 1, weren't you, for the albeit in fairly fickle winds, I think, overall.
Yeah, we had nice conditions, 10 to 14 knots every day. We had a great race management team out. I was asked to be the race officer by Kay, so it was an honour. And it was just great to work with all the blue t-shirts. And
you couldn't see the sea for blue.
I know, it was blue everywhere. Yeah. But it was it was a really great first introduction week to transition back into Hebe life.
Yeah, yeah. I could see there was a great smile on your face as you were sort of, you know, getting involved. But listen, how many nations were involved on that one? Can you remember?
Yeah, so we had 10 nations that took part on
incredible.
18 boats. We had a team.
Incredible.
It was amazing. We had a team that came up from Thailand, and they had an amputee who had literally just become an amputee 6 weeks prior to the event.
No
Unbelievable.
Way.
Totally out of this.
His name was Alan. Amazing guy from Thailand team. Yeah. And just a great role model for the sailability sailors.
Yeah. And he was getting used not only to his leg, but also to a fantastic range of t-shirts that he had.
He did have some great t-shirts. Yeah. And but no, it was a really colourful event. We had, like you said, 10 nations took part, lots of volunteers, lots of sailors, and 4 great days of racing.
Our Hebe Dragons team have just all been down at an Easter Curve down in Thailand. So we've had the Green Fleet and the Laser Fleet all down
and the Optimist Main Fleet.
And the Optimist,
Lily and Alfie had the team down in Thailand for 12 days doing 3 different camps.
Where's that? Down in
Royal Varuna, down in Pattaya. Yeah. And that's become like an Easter camp annual trip for Hebe Dragons now.
Yeah.
And parents love it. The sailors absolutely love it.
I'm hearing feedback.
I think Alfie and Lily love it too.
Do they?
But don't tell anybody
don't
that.
Don't tell anyone. They think it's all work, don't
but they? Were they on dormitory duty then?
They were on dormitory duty till 10 at night and 7 in the morning they were back on duty.
I heard Lily was scooping off and arriving very early in the morning at times, but we better keep
I don't believe Lily Mayweed's not like that. No, that can't be her. Must be someone else.
Not. No.
No. And I hear that they found it really challenging because they had waves and
big winds,
did completely different conditions to what they were
breaking waves there. Onto the beach and shoreline. So it was great training for the launching and landing teams, Aka Macau style years ago.
And also going over to Europe, I suppose, for the summer. If anyone of them racing in Europe,
they've got events that Alfie will be taking the team to throughout the summer months, and the various Optimist and Laser squads will be heading off in different directions, north, south, east and west, and representing the club and flying the Hebe Dragons flag high with pride.
High on the pride, yes. So it's been great.
So now listen, you've got you've left the UK behind you, and we're in the ASEAN basin, if you like, with a few great things planned. Now for Hebe, as you're taking over the centre again, and as I said before, you know, great to have you, you know, online. What any great changes that you've got sort of planned that you can let us know in advance? Or
I think there's great plans in place already for the year ahead, and it's just all about coming in and just seeing how I can be of help to the club, to the team, and most importantly for the membership, because that's what it's all about. And just looking at our sailing calendar, we've got some really exciting events that are coming up over the next few weeks, and we hope that lots of people will come down, support the club and get involved, and that all kicks off this Friday, actually.
Friday, we have Boogie by the Bay!
We do! It's going to be
amazing.
Friday night.
Good
grief.
And that is combined with Sailors Awards and presentations and party and club vibe.
And we have three schools playing it this year. First time ever we've got three school bands playing at the Yacht Club.
Now they're coming at us from Malvern School?
No, they're coming from Malvern College.
Malvern College,
And South and Island School,
ESF Island School,
and Renaissance College.
Renaissance. Now those are the dedicated school bands.
They are the dedicated school rock bands. Yeah.
Okay, now
so
they've
it's
got
not
a
like the string quartets.
We're not having orchestral boogie in the boogie.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Two Times is finishing it
Jimmy
off.
Jimmy Two Times. So
with a bit of rock and roll.
Dance the night away.
That's going to be something to live up to.
We've got like 150 people coming so far. So come on, guys. You want to hit the 200 mark.
Let's get going, Hubie Haven.
Now, we've got... now, it is going to cost, though, isn't it?
We've got an
adult cost of $150 a head.
Which includes a hamburger and a hot dog.
So we've got a snizzle, haven't we?
But for the kids, it's just $3 for entry. And if they want to buy a hot dog or a hamburger, it's $50.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
we're supporting the development fund for youth sailing as well.
Which is important. Do you know what it is? So the youth development fund for youth sailing has been going at Hebe Haven for about 20 years.
Right.
And kids in our sailing centre use this fund if they want to go to training camps or if they want to even learn how to sail and they haven't got the funds to do so. It helps bring them up to speed. And it's not only for the kids that sail. It's for the kids that want to go through our AIM program, our assistant instructor program, or our sailing instructor program, so they can use that funds to do some more training out of in the UK or in Thailand to get those qualifications to come back. And all we ask these kids to do afterwards is to come and volunteer, be a part of our Hebe community. And this fund has been amazing.
Because I know that's very close to your heart, Rob, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The homegrown... the organic growth of kids who are Hong Kong.
Oh, we love that. We absolutely love that. We invest a lot of time in that.
Yeah.
Lily Mayne started to sail here. Yeah.
We've got a huge group of sailors every few years that comes through from the sailing programs, and we train them up, and it's something that the centre's very proud of.
Yeah.
Because to have Lily and Nigel both key roles at the sailing centre came from multi-activity weeks when they were 6, 7, 8.
The embodiment of all of that.
And they got Molly Highfield.
Oh, so many big hitters have come through that went on to win national championships.
Yasu, of course.
Nick Beasy that's absolutely smashing it overseas.
Yeah.
Going to the Olympics.
Yes.
He was a dragon in his younger days. The Highfields were. You've got some big names.
And all of that starts really from the Oppies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it all starts from the junior program, the grassroots programs. Yeah, Optimist Stage 1 and 2s or Level 1 and 2s, if it was back in the day.
Okay.
And it's great to see for Hebe.
So, Rob, talking about performance dinghies, are we going anywhere with 29ers?
We're not sure yet, so we're going to keep that off the table at the minute. There's discussions in place, but what we have got is an amazing VX1.
Which Sophie and Annabelle won.
Yep. A couple of Dragon Sailors were on there a few weeks ago sailing that. And we're going to absolutely get this VX1 promotion out to the club members, because we want the members to be sailing on this amazing performance boat. That's what it was brought in for absolutely. All the club sailors to use and access it.
And that was under the tutelage of Patrick Pender initially, wasn't it? Is he now out of the picture as well?
No, I mean, there's numerous people that are involved in the VX1 training. Okay. And the more people, the better. But the key thing is now getting as many sailors from the club, adult and youth sailors, onto that VX1. And we've got a few ideas that we're working on within the team now that we'll update the membership on in the coming weeks.
We ran a sports boat clinic last year, and that was very successful from the club point of view, and it'd be great.
So we wait with bated breath without actually making anything.
Well, I think the next podcast, we will be able to let the membership know. Pod number five, VX1 it is.
I can see some of our listeners at this very minute clinging onto their microphones waiting for podcast number five.
You can, because it's exciting. Yeah. Hey, you wouldn't want to listen to us. Come on.
Yeah, you
were talking about... I thought we were talking about the VX1.
Now, listen, talking about volunteering, we've got a volunteering program benefit scheme, haven't we?
We do.
What's that all about?
So if you volunteer at the club, whether you're doing a volunteer in race management or help out with events or help out in any way and form at the Yacht Club, you can pick up a volunteer card from Sailing Centre or Angela or our membership office over here at the Pakshaw One Centre, because that's where we are.
Yep.
And you get a stamp every time you do it, and you get a burgee, a little pin burgee for 5 times. And if you do it 10 times,
you get a meal.
You get a meal.
You get a dinner buffet, I believe. Is that right?
You do.
That's pretty good. And more from that via membership at hebehavenyachtclub.org.hk, is that where they go to?
Okay. Go to Angela, or go just walk in the sailing centre.
Come to the sailing office. That is where we want our members to come.
It's a hive of activity, isn't it?
We are going to absolutely be driving the volunteer scheme. It's going to be all about educating and changing a culture at Hebe, and getting our members down, driving ribs on the committee boats, shoreside support, helping at our events. It's going to be great, and it's all about getting the Hebe wave going and moving in the right direction.
Flags gonna fly.
Yeah, oh, they will. Brilliant.
Okay, now listen, you're not going to be where you are geographically for much longer, is that right?
I think we'll be there for a while longer. Let's see where we end up.
Nobody knows.
No, maybe we're going to end up, or it's planned that we're going to end up back in the bar.
Okay.
But that's where our office will be.
Yeah.
Well,
I seem to remember meeting Mr. Rob Allen last night in the bar as well, where we were hoping to get some business traction going, but
we were talking paddling, related,
and that's something that we're going to talk about maybe in pod five.
Yeah, I think
when we've got a little bit more.
Yeah, we've got some great ideas for getting our Hebe paddlers group together.
Yeah,
getting our paddling community going, and it's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, Mr. Pride.
Actually, having said that though, we're going to have a single person outrigger. We hope at Boogie at the Bay on Friday, just outside, so people can point the finger and go, "What on earth is that?
What is that?"
Yeah,
that
and then
is
we
can.
And then we say, "That is what you're going to be on very soon."
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Paddling around the bay, and then drinking your cold beers back in the bar.
That's
after.
The way to go. Not only that.
Garden bar. Look at the new garden bar. It's now open.
Oh, it's going to look awesome.
It's going to look amazing.
It does look good. But
perfect for summer. Perfect for sipping those mojitos on the deck.
Now, Mrs. R, don't get carried away, because you've introduced on Tuesdays. We've said this before. What happens on Tuesday evening?
I have no idea.
You do, Ash.
Ash.
Hit it, Sharon. Hit it.
High intensity training, is that what we call it, Rob?
That's it. Ash and I are all about HIIT. Yeah. We work off the booze.
And we finally found, not only just working off the booze and stuff like that and the flabby bits, but it's...
The flabby bits, all
it's actually
flabby
getting...
Bits,
some of the training in the paddling and the dragon boating when that happens, so we can get fitness levels right up to extremes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love Ash. Ash is just an amazing, energetic, high energetic person, and he loves talking to you about fitness and well-being, and he's really great. We also have upstairs our dancing, our Brazilian dancing that happens on a Monday night.
So that's the same time, is it 7 o'clock on Mondays?
Yes, it is. Okay. Absolutely.
So it's Monday's Brazilian and Tuesday, nothing to do with waxing, Mr. Allen, please.
Mr. Pry, behave yourself, sir. You're making Sharon blush.
Well, Sharon might give you a free wax afterwards, but there might just be a candle. But anyway, there we go, yes. And then Tuesdays, we've got Ash then, 7 o'clock till 9.
And on Friday morning, we've got Ash.
Yeah,
we have.
Doing a bit of TRXing, a bit of limbering, a bit of stretching.
Yeah.
And then Ash helps out with all of our youth programs. programs as well during excellent. Any school holiday when we're on a 5-day camp.
And you go know on. What else we've got starting?
Go on then.
Obviously, Ash also does Saturday morning children's basketball upstairs
right.
for the kiddie winks.
Yeah.
But in the afternoon, we have Legacy Sports coming doing soccer tops for 2 to 3-year-olds and 4 to 5-year-olds ooh. Upstairs in the conference room.
So again, Pakshaw One Centre. Pakshaw
is yeah. going off.
Right, and
thank goodness the staff are off.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the roof will be coming down with boom. Those guys having a great time.
And
upstairs.
Then, obviously, on the 21st of April, we have our spring market.
It's our first spring market, isn't it?
Upstairs
first time
in the Pakshaw
One
Centre.
How many stalls are we getting for that?
We've got 20.
Okay.
It's going to be great. We've all got right. Henrietta with some wine. We've got some gin. We've got
is it
candles.
A full house up there now?
It'll be a full house. Yeah, okay. Yep, absolutely. Right.
And then will they be coming into the club afterwards to have a little look and see what Hebe is all about?
Well, that's it's
yeah.
pushing and selling
absolutely.
And branding,
absolutely, that's
isn't
the way
yeah.
it is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Mr. Allen, have you got a bit of a time frame problem, or are you going to stay with us until
can
we close
we just,
this podcast?
Before he goes, we need to talk about Leo Wells.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got a few promotions yes. to let members know about
let's
before I head off to my next
this.
Meeting.
So this is Steering the Course, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Steering the Course has been going, was a world sailing initiative.
Yeah.
It started 4 years ago. We've done it 4 years in a row, even in COVID. We are so brilliant here at Hebe Haven. We can manage COVID to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts on the 21st of May to the 26th of May. It kicks off with our Speaker's Corner with Heather Linden, and she's going to be our mentor and our co-host for the evening. And she's going to have some guest speakers like Frances talking about her voyage across the
right,
ocean.
Okay.
And female figures that are, you know, in business. And so it'd be a great night up in the inner restaurant, all free. Then it's a whole jam-packed week, this, isn't it, Rob?
Absolutely.
Whole jam-packed week.
Steering the
Tuesday,
course.
This is on the Wednesday night. We have, on the 22nd, we have Girls Night In. You've got to love Girls Night In. We had it last year. It's aimed between kids between 6 and 13. And they can come along to the yacht club in the afternoon after school, and they get a taste of the water sports. Rob takes them out there for a bit of what?
Bit of sailing, bit of paddling,
just
bit
expose
of fun.
Them.
Yeah,
to
just get them on the water.
Water. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
yeah.
we split them up yeah. into groups. So yeah. one group's out there doing that, and the other group's back at the garden bar doing some craft and activities led by Lizzie and Sarah Horton.
Yeah,
so it's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
a
then
great
the
night,
marine
that is.
Police come
yeah.
down and do a bit yeah. of a talk about safety on the water.
This is one thing that we need to try and tell everybody out there at the moment listening is that Hebe Haven is not just a sailing centre or a sailing club. It actually is a water sports centre, isn't it, Darlene?
Correct,
Mr. Allen.
Absolutely.
So yeah, and we and that's what
to
we're trying. That's what we're trying
to
push generally, isn't
down
it?
And yeah. learn how to sail mm. and become a member.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all
yeah.
want to become members of our.
And
our
membership is pretty reasonable nowadays. So when, if you're coming in as a youth member, where are we? Or are we confusing us? Ourselves with science of pricing and all that kind of stuff.
I think that's something for later.
That's
in
for
pod
later.
Five,
maybe pod
think.
Five.
Pod five's
yeah.
getting filled up at
okay.
the minute.
Because I know there's a big meeting on summer, so middle of May, I think, on membership and where we can massage.
Okay,
that.
Back onto my Leo Wells. Okay. Stop going off topic here now.
Okay, steering the course.
Friday, on the next day, on the 23rd, you can come into the club. We have race management with Inge Stromf and
that's
Bonnie.
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, so they're going to do on-water and
combined with the adult sailing program,
yes.
so we'll have actual real life start sequences and because learning how to put the right flags up at the right doorway.
And that's a great lead way into helping and being a volunteer at our yacht club to help out with all our summer race programs and our open
to get your metal burgee and your dinner buffet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's it.
Five
and then
and
you
ten.
Come back to the yacht club at night time. And we've got a family bingo,
bingo.
Fish and chips, e-sailing seminar.
Absolutely.
E-sailing games.
We've got some good plans for it, making some activities happen
this
after on the water.
It is great. But tell you what, the biggest thing, obviously, we're all here about the Women's Sailing Regatta. I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
So it's 21 to 26th of May.
Yeah, so on the 25th the of May.
Yep.
Let me finish. Is the Leo Wells Steering the Course Open Hong Kong Ladies, Champs and Girls Regatta. And that's got, we've got our J80s involved.
Dinghies.
We've got the big boats. We've got the dinghies. We've got the Voyagers clubs coming
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the DCs are coming over
DCs.
From Kowloon Tong.
We've got great
wow.
interest from the Greater Bay. We've got teams coming over from the Greater Bay. It's going to be our biggest women's regatta yet.
So big shout out to Hebe, and also equally a big shout out to Jessica Katura, is that right?
Jessica Katura, Leo Wealth. They are our sponsors for our fourth year in a row.
Yep.
We are very blessed and because very lucky to have them on board.
Because it's ladies gender based, does that mean there's going to be lots of free Prosecco floating around the place?
We are having, as the 1st of May, we are launching our Wowhito.
Wowhito.
It's called a Wowhito.
A Wowhito, tell
women
me more.
Women on water hito. So it's a mojito with a twist.
Wowhito.
Now, are you going to test fly that first, Rob, or...
Sharon, I think, is the perfect candidate for that.
Yeah. So we're going to Wowhito our way through May.
That sounds like rocket fuel to me, so no smoking and drinking at the same time. Okay. All right, so that's so steering the course, that's going to be the big one.
That's massive.
Yeah, so that's super. But more of that maybe as we get to pod five.
Absolutely.
As we sort of firm up that a little bit. Now, talking about Wowhitos, we've got a new breakfast gig going on, haven't we?
We have. We've got amazing new items on our breakfast menu. We've got our muffins and our croissants and our baguettes. And what else have we got, Stu?
We've got a Dai Pai Don thing going on, have we?
Yes,
So Damai Icho noodles.
That's it. And you can have it with ham or chicken. And
So it's a genuine Cantonese Dai Pai Don.
Yeah, and you know, if you spend $100 between 8 and 12... you get free parking.
Well,
2 hours
go.
Free parking.
That's great.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Dai Pai Dong it up at Hebe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dai Pai Dong it up at Hebe.
Dai Pai Dong your pot.
Grab your croissants and a coffee.
Yes.
Grab one of our big scrummy breakfasts.
Scrummy sides.
We've lost
so
Rob.
Scones and everything else. So,
Rob can't talk.
And that's happening now, isn't
now
it?
Now. It's launched. So, go for it now.
Okay,
you know what else is coming in? I want to a bit serious.
Go on then.
A bit serious now.
Oh, we've got to put serious face on.
Serious face on.
Okay.
You know, we are changing up the way we serve our takeaway ice as of the 1st of May.
Right, there is more to this.
Going a little bit greener.
Okay, go on then.
So, we are encouraging all our members to bring their eskies to the garden bar and they'll get their ice into their eskies and there'll be no more takeaway bags of ice.
Good, okay.
Save plastic.
That's about time. And if you don't have one, you can just buy our cooler bags for $80, hey?
Perfect. They're great.
How many? $80.
$80.
Oh, right, okay. And it's reusable, reusable, reusable.
Absolutely.
And you can upcycle it if you need
upcycle
to.
Upcycle it.
Yeah. They are very popular, actually, those ice bags. And they look very smart. Great gifts for uncles and aunts and parents.
Yeah, totally. They've got the big dragon on, have they?
Yep.
Yes, they have.
HHYC under.
Looks very nice.
We're
going to
actually order some new ones. We've got some themes going on. Yeah.
Everything and the ice.
So, yeah, 1st of May. Don't forget. Everybody, bring your esky or be square.
Okay, talking about being square and eskies, we're doing an offer at the moment on Singer Thai beer. Now, I know Mr. Allen quite likes his beer.
Sawadee cup.
$596, Mrs. R, for 48 cans of Singer beer. Okay, and
two
for
cans.
That you get a free party cooler as well.
A free party cooler?
That's
what they need to buy, and they get their ice, and then they've got the cooler bag, and their cooler all in one.
So this is their starter for $596. Get that in the bag, and then you've got your cooler, which is good news.
Absolutely, great value.
So just recapping, 21st, we've got the Pacho One Spring Market.
Correct.
We've got Big at the Bay on Friday, as we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
18th of April, we've got something else where the police are coming.
Safety.
Not to arrest Rob, but to...
Yes, Marine Police Safety Talk.
Okay.
Actually, it's a great chance to come and talk to the Marine Police. The local guys are great and just have a chat with them, listen to all of their rules and regulations, updates to MARDEP rules and regs, coal regs in Hong Kong, etc. So that'll be very interesting. And they're a great group of people, the Marine Police.
They are indeed.
So
they're pretty topical,
aren't they?
Upstairs
in the restaurant from 7 o'clock. So come on down, bring your friends. We ask, it'd be great if we got all the big bike guys down there, wouldn't it, Rob?
Yeah, we're going to try and push that this weekend
sure.
Okay, now is that going to coincide with happy hour, if you're going to bring a friend?
Maybe.
Bring a friend, Stu, and find out.
We'll see what we could do.
Okay.
No,
Wowhito.
I'm going to float around.
We can
see
float Wowhito first.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, indeedy.
But you know what else? Because this Saturday is...
final race day of the Monsoon Spring
series.
Saturday
yes.
series. Actually, it's the overall results for the Monsoon Cup, which actually combines three regattas, the Hebe Haven Winter Saturday Series, the Hebe Haven Spring Saturday Series, and the Royal Hong Kong spring cups sandwiched in between, and they will use. I tell you what, it's quite
more than a mouthful.
Some people might say it's quite complicated. A scoring system called the Cox Sprague scoring system to calculate your overall results for the three regattas.
Sounds highly complicated.
So that will be given out, those results, with the actual series results this Saturday at their final race day. And Partey,
yes. And now, was the beer sponsor with San Miguel, yeah?
Yeah, that's amazing. The San Miguel beer sponsor. So we've got a few cases lined up for the members and sailors to come and enjoy
that.
They've
sponsored that regatta for like 10 years as well. We've been really thankful.
Yeah, San Miguel have been amazing for the club.
Yeah, they've been top notch, haven't they? And it wouldn't be a Hebe Haven regatta without a Partey.
Never. Yeah, no.
Absolutely
ever,
not.
We like our parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so just to, I'm going to pop this in because we'll forget it otherwise. We've got some discounts going on in Cycling and other places. If you are a member of Hebe Haven.
You do.
Now, listen, the one that I quite like, because as you
it's
know, I quite...
It's the Savoy.
That's good for you.
Vaccine.
Okay. I quite like the wine rack, Rob, you know, because, you know, I'm quite...
You like to wine.
I do like the
wine
rack.
You like to wine a lot, Stu.
10% discount on and Conservatory, Old Picture House, and Steak King.
Delicious.
Yes.
So, and Savoy Day Spa.
And Savoy Day Spa. So 10%, which is pretty
absolutely,
good.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. It's fantastic. All you got to do is show your membership card.
And then you'll get your discount
there. And you get discount. And when you go to buy, you just ring up before and you book and let them know.
I personally have test flown that the membership card at the wine rack, and it
works.
Does work.
It does it work. Does work.
It's a genuine
go and use it. He'd be members.
Yeah. We love Andy. He's amazing.
Yeah, good one.
He does a lot for us.
And we see him at the 24-hour charity as well, don't we?
We do. He does a lot for us at the Yacht Club. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
he's got some good bottles up there.
Yeah, he has.
Okay. And now the other thing we need to talk about is we've got a Friday curry buffet coming on.
We have.
And those curry buffets are top-notch. They're not Vindaloo's, so it won't blow your kidneys apart, Mr. Allen.
And there's lots of veggie options, I believe.
Loads of veggie options, so, which I think F&B have been doing top-notch work with that.
They are getting...
David and Carol have been doing some
Serena
some great stuff.
And Tina and Mike.
Yep. And what are we talking about price-wise for that?
It'll be the usual price.
$198, I think.
$198.
Yeah, which is pretty
for
good.
For the adults,
which is very good.
As much curry as you're game enough to eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowhito.
That's a wowhito. Yeah. Wash it down with a zinger. Wash it down with your
beer. Kill the chilies with the wowhito.
Woohoo!
Or a San Miguel beer.
A San Miguel, yeah. Because they're still on happy hour prices, aren't they, San Miguel? $28.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good
very good price.
All right. So, are we going to come up to the Hebe bell time and end this pod? Or are we going to wash it up?
I can wash it up. So there's a final few shout-outs and events for members to know about.
Yep.
So, like I said, Boogie by the Bay this Friday.
Boogie by the Bay.
Final race day this Saturday of the Spring Saturday Series. We've got the Marine Safety Talk on the 18th of April. Packshaw 1, Spring Market 21st. We've got, and we are going to talk more about this in the next few days and on the weekend, we're going to do an original club sail away on the 1st of May, TV style.
Yes, out to Pillow.
Yep, Whiskey Bay, Whiskey Beach, and paddlers, sailors, jet skiers, motor boaters.
That's a Tin Hau festival.
That is Buddha's birthday. Yeah. And so.
1st of May.
Is it 1st of May?
1st of May, which is Labour Day, isn't it?
Labour Day, so.
And then the 15th of May is Buddha's birthday.
That's the 15th, is it? So if that successful day on the 1st of May runs as we hope, we will do another one on the 15th of May.
Sounds like a
those plan. Used to be great events. We used to get 100 plus people in their boats coming.
Great
it was amazing.
Mix. Different mix.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you do need a vehicle for this event.
We have.
We cannot swim it.
We have spaces on safety boats, on members' boats, on any vessel and craft.
Paddle our way out there on a kayak.
Yeah, you can do, but
stand up paddleboard.
But that's the 1st of May event, and that is going to be a great day. Open Dinghy Regatta, the club's big open regatta. We need volunteers. 11th and 12th of May, and that is going to be four race courses, nearly 200 sailors.
Yeah, Hobie Cats are coming.
Cats are coming up.
And if anybody has an impromptu idea about volunteering and they're at Hebe Haven, they can come in and see yourself or anybody in the sail training
come center. To the sailing office. Yep. We always are looking for volunteers.
Yep.
People who want to come out for a new experience. Members who haven't taken part and not sure how to take part, they come to the sailing office and we will get them out and show them. It's easy and it's great fun.
That's it. And don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Come and do it. Yeah, it's important.
Absolutely.
Get on board.
Yeah. And then, in the steering the course, which we've talked about more. So May is rammed with great events, great things happening at the club.
Yeah.
So come right on down to Hebe.
Yeah. Having right. said that, I'm not going to be here in May, so maybe Mr. Rob Allen will be taking over and whatever's going to happen regarding the pods. But I'd like to shout out that the reason I'm not going to be here in May is because I am going down to Subic Bay on an electric boat.
Andy Brown Mrs. involved in this by any chance?
Yeah, well, yes, Andy Brown's involved. It's an all-electric boat. There is no diesel, there's no propane, there's not even a paddle on board.
Not even a paddle on board,
Mrs. Arts.
We're
praying for sunshine, and we're actually praying for wind, because we don't get any of that, then we're going to be Subic Bay by August, if we're lucky, you know.
2026.
So, so all of that and more, and we'll probably.
Are you
going to
go swimming out in the ocean like Frank?
Yes, we've got to do that. Yes. Yes. Get tethered.
Otherwise, you can't have a shower if you've got no pump.
That's it. 4,500 meters of water underneath you is a pretty awesome feeling, actually. We've done it before.
Scary.
Yeah. So that's that, and and loads going on as you guys have said in May. And
so when are you leaving, Stu?
May the 6th, apparently.
May the 6th. So we'll have a send-off, and you're going to give us some updates on
we'll do some updates. And but this is the first time an electric boat, a pure electric boat, has done a passage. So it's going to be nearly 600 miles down to Subic.
So we should get some traction on this.
We need to get traction on this and get regular updates make
let's
sure
put
the,
out yeah. let's put
the
out
guys are okay without their paddle.
Too right. And then, and any of the scintillating readers who like to read things like Yachting Monthly or The Yachting World may well see a little editorial narrative regarding this little...
and the heebie-jeebies.
And of course the heebie-jeebies back.
Do not forget
that. Oh, actually,
famous magazine.
Sharon Robertson, may we say on podcast number 4 when the next heebie-jeebies magazine is going to come out?
May.
Okay. So a
couple
of weeks'
time.
Goes to print
a couple of weeks' time.
Okay.
Should go to print shortly.
And there's loads of advertising space on...
You can advertise. Yep. Just contact me at events_manager.
Email is... Go again. Events_manager. At...
hhyc.org.hk.
There you go.
That's it.
Be there or don't be square.
Wowhito!
Wowhito!
Prosecco right. moment. So that's it from Rob Allen and Sharon Robertson.
Bye!
And
see you guys.
See you, Stu.
The ding dong on the bell.
Bye, Stu. We hope you make it back from Stu.
Oh, gee. Thank you, team.
See you in Pod 5.
Pod 5.
Go